Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I literally record right here in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach. And my vehicle, I'm in a different road because I moved. I actually spent the last week moving from the apartment that I had been in for the past 10 years to my brand new house that I own. Like, it's my house. It's like three times the size of where the apartment was, and I have space to like just do stuff. I have a lot of stuff to do, and I'll talk about why that house was a big part of this week's huge surprise, which I have been dying to talk about for not just days or weeks, but months, literally for the better part of a full year. The project that I'm going to announce today on today's podcast was actually started in March of last year. And here we are in March of 2021, and this is where everything begins again. Really excited to get into that in today's podcast. But first things first, if you like what you're hearing, feel free to like or subscribe. Leave a comment on your favorite podcasting app. Helps other people find the show. Thank you for that. If you want to hit me up and talk about it on Twitter, I tell the kids I have no life and no friends. When you hear what I've been up to and see the result of that work on today's podcast, you might just agree with me at this point. But yeah, hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Meehan, E-D-U, like Meehan like my last name, and E-D-U like teaching, because I love teaching and want to get better at it each and every day. So I thank you guys for supporting the show and for messaging me. It means a lot when people reach out. I had to take a bit of a sabbatical in the beginning of January. It had nothing to do with the project I'm working on. I had coronavirus, which is awful. So I was actually down with disease for the better part of, I want to say like 4 or 5 weeks by the time it was all said and done. Pretty rough, but I'm back in action. I think I'm full fighting form. I'm double vaccinated, so I'm in good shape. And hopefully we can kick this pandemic's butt in this year where everything requires some flexibility and some, you know, adapt and overcome. So yeah, hit me up on, like I said, Twitter. We can talk about whatever is throwing you back or throwing you those setbacks at school. As an instructional coach, like I said over and over again, we don't really design lesson plans for specific content. We work with people to be the best version of their teacher self that they could be. We don't teach content. We teach kids. We teach people. And I hope to engage you in the work that we do together as a human who is excited to do work. And you know your passion for your project. I just have a passion for this teaching side of things and the engagement side of things. So I hope that helps. So let's talk. I also have a website. It's www.edadrenalinerush.com. That's Ed, like educational, edadrenalinerush.com. It's the name of my book. It's called Adrenaline Rush, all about game-changing student engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. Available on Amazon, wherever books are sold. I don't think it sucks. Book Authority said it was one of the top 20 of the 100 best teaching books of all time. That's high praise indeed. So I'm very grateful that someone has taken the time to give it a read. And for all those people who left likes and comments on Amazon, those reviews do help people find the book. So thank you. You can read the first couple chapters there online totally for free. I think wherever possible, teachers should share as much content as we can for, like, nothing. Gary Vaynerchuk, who's a, you know, a huge influencer, and we actually went to high school together. I wish I could say that I was friends with him, but he's a few years older than me. But his brother played soccer with my brother, so I'm, like, kind of hoping one day he notices me, like, oh, I remember that guy or that family name. Anyways, Gary says in his work in social media influencing, I think he invested in Uber and Snapchat and Instagram. Like, he's a big social media guy. He's written, like, 4 or 5 books about how to do it right. He says if you ever want to be an influencer in a space, then you should give 200% of your content away for free before you ever ask for a penny. And I find that to be, like, really powerful advice for teachers because you have to be working. You have to be in the space. You have to be hustling and sharing and collaborating and saying, hey, this didn't work. And then people see you as a real person. And I hope that comes through. That's what the one of the nicest compliments people ever say about this podcast is it feels like I'm actually having a conversation with me on a human-to-human level. And again, I call the podcast Talk to Me in the Car, partly for the pun from my last name, but because really, there's nothing fancy about this. There's no polish, right? I'm doing this in the car on my drive back from working with teachers all day. And I think that it's a great time to do this collaboration and brainstorm when we work together because partnerships can really make us stronger. Which leads me to the point of today's big reveal. Y'all, I've been sitting on this not just for like a minute or for a day or for a week or for a month, but for legit since March of last year. When the pandemic hit, we all had that panic moment, right? Like, oh my gosh, what do I do? How much Tiger King could I possibly watch? Answer, all of it. Podcast about learning lessons from Tiger King, binge-worthy lessons way back in April. I loved it. I thought it was great. But then after that, what did you do? Well, I learned how to make sourdough bread. And we had time on our hands, right? I think I saw a great meme that said, pandemic gives everyone so much time that you just want to waste it. But at the same time, you know, you're never going to have this much time again, so you want to use it. And there is that little bit of a juggle, like, do I use this to do something that moves me forward creatively and artistically, professionally, work towards a degree or something that's, you know, aspirational? Or do I just say, look, got a good thing going here. It's time to binge watch a lot of video games. And I did a little bit of both. But I think when you see this, you'll think I didn't do nearly enough of the resting piece. Walt Disney famously says, you know, around here we don't stay in one place too often. We keep moving forward because we're curious. Curiosity opens new doors. And that is the story of today's podcast. Because I've been dragging it out long enough, all right? If you're in it 5 minutes, you're in for a penny and in for a pound. Today's big announcement. Here we go. A year ago, I was on a podcast with a teacher friend of mine, and we were kicking around ideas about, you know, how we're going to spend this time with all of this newfound free time, which isn't really free. We thought we could just, you know, waste it. But then we talked about the possibility of working together, and working together to form a collaborative partnership. And a year ago, that collaborative partnership started to plant the seeds that ends up, and I could say it today, officially becoming like a formal partnership. This is a business thing. Like, this is a professional thing. It's not like a personal thing. And I think that's important, too, because in the past year, privately about me, something I've not really gone into too terribly much detail here on the podcast, but I'm a pretty open person. I talk about my struggles with mental health and counseling, therapy, faith. I do speak about that as an instructional coach pretty regularly because it's the story of who I am. You know, we bring our best selves to our classroom, whatever our best self looks like on any given day. And as Adam Welcome wrote in the intro to my book, he says, you know, as teachers, we allow ourselves to have good days and great days, but we have to leave the bad days in the car. And that's a really hard thing for our kids. And you have to be vulnerable, you have to be open, you have to be honest, but you can't afford to, like, kick the can down the road when they only have 180 days with you on any given day of instruction. And in the past year, if I've learned a lot in my own time in the coronavirus, it's how to start over. And that's hard. It was a very hard year for me to start over personally, and ended up living by myself and now moving into a brand new house by myself and doing a bunch of things by myself to get myself back on my feet. I don't think I shied from any of that conversation here on the podcast. I try to keep up the personal details because I know there's two sides to every story, and I'm sure that the version I would present would put anybody in a better light than another, and I don't seek to do that. So I kind of kept that stuff mum, but with good faith and good family and good therapy, I was able to work through some really hard stuff in the past year, and I'm excited about that. And I do like to share all of that information here on this podcast. I'm now in a healthy relationship. Life is good for me. And like I said, I moved into a new house so I could put the time into this endeavor and get the space necessary because we're about to do a really big thing. Because this new partnership I'm working in is not a romantic one. I'm actually working in a professional partnership with, I'm just going to come right out and say it, who I would consider to be like the number one premier speaker, presenter, author, writer, educator, you know, influencer in the game-based learning and game-inspired course design space. You probably figured it out by now if you've listened to this podcast long enough. His name is Michael Matera. He is the author of the book Explore Like a Pirate, the host of the podcast Well Play Ed, Well Played, the host of the Hive Summit, which attracts annually like 10,000 educators in August of every year for a free week of online professional development. And all of those avenues will never change. Michael wrote Explore Like a Pirate. All those resources are available on the web as he shares them on his website, MrMatera.com. He does the weekly podcast, Well Played, where we talk about game-inspired course design gamification. That will not change. That posts every Tuesday. New episodes drop. He is the host of the weekly Explore Like a Pirate XP Lap chat on Twitter. That will not change. That posts up, I think, every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. He also hosts a YouTube channel at Mr. Matera, YouTube/Mr. Matera. That will not change. He has tons of videos and content. Again, I post this podcast every Monday. That will not change. Talk to me in the car. New episodes about, you know, small things we can put in play in our classrooms and just pep talks about teaching and the teaching profession. I host the website for Adrenaline Rush. That will not change. All of that stuff is available at www.adrenalinerush.com. Every one of those resources that you see there are free and will remain free for life. And Michael and I will continue to do individually speaking and presenting at schools, at districts, at conferences, and at organizations, both in person and virtually. That will not change. So the work that we're doing together doesn't replace anything we have already done. I think that I wanted to start with that reassurance. The professional partnership we have going forward, rather, is to take what we are doing and move it to the next level. And that's what I'm excited to spend the rest of today's podcast about. It's going to be about 10 minutes talking about, so what does this mean? Because it's not a corporate merger, right? It's not an acquisition. It's two kick-ass teachers leaning into a conversation together about how can we make a thing to change the world. we're not just changing the game, we really are changing the world, because the work that we do through Adrenaline Rush and through Explore Like a Pirate, through MrMatera.com, through Well Played, through Talk to Me in the Car, and through all the things that we share on Twitter, are amazing. The problem is, it creates almost like an ephemeral nature, where things are so fast, you have to tune in at just the right time where you miss it. If you miss that Twitter chat, it's gone. Sure, you can search the hashtags later, but it's much more clunky to come back days, weeks, months later and say, wait, what was that conversation from April? I think it was a good conversation about, I don't know, items and classes or badges or motivation. If you listen to this podcast, right, all you have is the title of the podcast to go back to it and say, hey, what was that thing that Meehan was talking about? What was a really good quote about the, I think he said this thing about that sort of thing immediately when the next one drops. Again, that's the problem of the internet, right? When things are posted new, the older stuff, which might be great, gets pushed further and further down the fold. And what ends up happening, it means a lot of time scrolling and a lot of time searching. And in teachers, what I find over and over again is I say, we hate it when people waste our time and waste our money because we have very limited amounts of both. So, in this professional partnership, Michael and I made a thing. In fact, we made a lot of thing. And I wanted to brag about it and talk you through about what that looks like. And how and why we came to the decision and the sort of business model that we have going forward. Hopefully, you would like to join us. We would love to have you. I would love to have you personally. And if you have questions individually, feel free to hit me up on Twitter because we can talk more about it. But our website is now live officially today. It's emc2learning.com, which is the name of our organization that we put together for student engagement at the speed of life. You like that? Named after Einstein's most famous theorem, EMC squared. We are working together to say, hey, it's all relative. And we're trying to figure out the relative speed at which students move and at teachers move so we can use the research science behind game-based learning and game-inspired course design, not just anecdotes from our classes, but like deep dive in research. We're talking like using databases from JSTOR and ERIC and going in deep dive to ProQuest and trying to figure out all of the relevant data about how and why the science behind human motivation can make folks excited to do really hard stuff. So basically, we've done all the legwork. In the past year, starting in March last year, Michael and I began curating individual resources that we had used or adapted in either of our classrooms, and then putting together full-blown step-by-step walkthroughs and lesson plans, video explainers, plug-and-play tutorials, pop-and-swap templates. Everything is there on the site. As of launch, which I think today is March 1, we have what we're calling our soft launch. For anyone who's interested in joining the site as an annual member, you will have access to well over 200 different individual resources. And we're talking about, what is a resource? Well, a resource could be something as simple or as basic as the Egg Dash Challenge, but remixed so that we have like 10 different themes and variations that we have figured out have worked for schools all around the world. You know, last year, or 2 years ago when I posted up the Egg Dash Challenge video, 2019 it went viral and it had like 75,000 views in a single month. We saw 40 different states taking part in the Egg Dash Challenge, 6 provinces through Canada, and 12 countries throughout the world. We had Egg Dashes all the way from Australia and France. And so taking the best of what we saw on Twitter, we remixed, rescrambled, and rewrote the Egg Dash Challenge for like 8 littles, middles, high school, adult learners. All these different variations to add new vibrance, new life, and a new spin on a familiar classic. Now, you'd be like, Meehan, you're basically just charging us money to use the same old stuff with a new coat of paint? No. That's just where we started. Because again, as you start a partnership, we had to kind of figure out what we had and like take account of where we were before we saw where we wanted to go. Ultimately, we envision EMC2Learning as the Disney World of education. So yes, there will be a few things in there that you have seen before, like those old familiar classics that you probably would find at your favorite local fair or your local amusement park. But it isn't between an amusement park and a theme park. A theme park is committed to that story, to that overarching narrative that brings people in and makes them excited to want to hear more and learn more. So, working together, Michael and I have created 9 brand new, never-before-seen product lines. And those product lines are fully gamified for any course, any content area. We have a ninja theme, a pirate theme, a medieval theme, a space theme, a hacker theme, a survival island theme. I'm trying to think of a few other ones. But there's like 8 or 9 products for each of those things. So, you could have the pirate-themed Egg Dash Challenge as the familiar thing you've already seen before. But then we have a pirate-themed QR break-in, which you may never have done. And the QR break-in is just one of the many resources. In fact, the whole QR break-in vault, when I shared it on my website, I had like 1 or 2 variants. I had like a Clue variant, and I had like a Great Gatsby-themed one, or the Operation Board Game-themed one. I put out work for the past year on not just 2, 3, 4, or 5 themes. I put together over 36 versions of the QR break-in templates, and they are now available, fully searchable on the website. So you can search for old egg dash challenges with a new twist. You can search for QR break-ins you never have seen before. And it's not just enough to remake and remix old stuff. So Michael and I, like I said, this Disney world of education, where the park is never finished, we keep building and growing. We have built brand new resources designed for engagement for any course or content area. So what does that look like? You might find something like what we call our Resource Rumble, a brand new class activity designed to get students building towers in class, like actual physical towers, with blocks or Legos, and then laughing as they're falling down. And they do that by earning points and working their way through it. They roll dice. It's a big old thing. We have 12 different variants of that activity on the site. It is probably, Michael posted up a YouTube video of his students doing it a few months back as we were trying some of this stuff in beta, because we've been piloting in our test kitchens that have been our own classrooms for the past year, both in person and virtual in this hybrid model, seeing what works and what is engaging for students. He teaches 6th grade history class. I teach an 11th grade English class, right? We're not talking about this is an off-the-shelf worksheet on how to teach the Civil War. This is not a cheap photocopy of the person down the hall. We're not in the worksheet business. We're in professional development business. We want to make teachers stronger and better and happier with their jobs. We want to make kids more excited and more engaged in the work that we do in our classrooms. And so when we share resources on EMC Squared, if you're looking for a quick, oh, I need a test third period on The Great Gatsby, this won't be the site for you. None of the resources shared on our site have anything to do with any particular content area or curricular strand. However, what they are designed to do is to be lesson stems or lesson frames. If you've used like the EduProtocols model or the Kagan model, for example, highly engaging, research-backed lesson frames or lesson stems that can get your kids excited to learn literally anything. So if you're doing, let's say, a QR break-in, you could do it about math or science. All you have to do is pop and swap your individual questions in for the ones that we have put in the frames. Keep in mind that this is not just some tech company's version of a multiple-choice review type game, like Kahoot or GimKit, BlueKit. We love some of those sites. They are amazing. Josh from GimKit is one of the nicest people in the whole wide world. BlueKit gets kids so excited to the point where, like, schools are talking about issuing moratoriums or bans on BlueKit because kids will make a dumb BlueKit game between themselves just so they could level up their avatars. They really get really geeked about the game. We have a lot of great things to say about those things. But just like the escape room model from Breakout EDU is amazing, the challenge is the Breakout EDU model only works for the whole class escape room pedagogy. And that's a whole class does it, usually at the end of a unit. And you're not guaranteed to have every student have access to every puzzle that you as a teacher have created. So what ends up happening is you have one pedagogy you spent an entire year's subscription base to have access to, but it's only able to be used at certain points of a lesson or a certain flow of your class. Likewise, a BlueKit or a GimKit or a Quizzes or a Quizlet Live, all fantastic for multiple choice type activities, selected response, much harder for things like creative writing or student projects or self-assessment. In fact, in truth, what you probably are doing is taking an existing multiple choice question set and dumping it into an overall website. So you probably put 20 to 30 minutes into it. Students then play it for 5 or 10 minutes. And the challenge that we're seeing with some of these, not all of them, but some of them, is kids have a great time playing that game. But when the game is over, like a game of Monopoly, we put all those cards and those pieces away in the box and put it back on the shelf. And very quickly after the game is over, I ask you, hey, can you name 5 of the properties that you own? And most students can tell you the pieces they win or lost on. Oh yeah, I had Boardwalk, I had Park Place. But other than that, they're like, oh, I think I had like an orange one, or maybe two of the purples? And that's a challenge, because that second that game is over, sometimes that content retention goes with it. We don't want to see learning go back in the box. Michael and I are committed to a better way of play. And so all of the work you see on our site, we have what we call our 5 to 40 formula, and I'll walk through exactly what that means right now. For teachers, it's a 5 to 40 formula because we know you're pressed for time. So that 5 to 40 formula says, when you log in, we know during a prep period you might only have 5 minutes or 40 minutes to, like, get something figured out. Some of this stuff is super ambitious. Like, you could scale it up over the course of days or weeks. We have entire grading feedback systems in there to give, like, automated feedback. We have plug-and-play resources that can be scaled over the course of a several-week project. That would be one of those 40s, because you're going to need to take about 40 minutes to learn the pedagogy. Now, you don't have to learn it at your forced pace. Michael and I have posted explainer videos, step-by-step walkthroughs, screencasts, webinars, live streams, and detailed lesson write-ups with modified or editable versions. So you might be able to grab the template and say, I want this for the traditional classroom, or I want this for a classroom where I might have learners who have some sort of accommodation. So you can scale and scaffold it for littles, or middles, or high school. Something like if you have a class of students who may have struggling readers in them. Some of our activities would require a little bit more writing and reading. So there's accommodations built in to kind of make the, quote, game more difficult or more accessible, depending on whatever audience you're working towards. So, in addition to that 5 to 40 formula, meaning that you as a teacher can learn the pedagogy in about 5 minutes to 40 minutes through any of those means that are posted on the site. And if you're better at a visual read or if you're better at a, you know, auditory read, all those things are available for you as a member. That 5 to 40 rule also guarantees that Michael and I, together, for any resource you see on the site that would have taken 5 to 40 minutes worth of work for you to put in your classroom, Michael and I together have worked on each resource on our site for between 5 and 40, I'm going to say this slowly, hours apiece. And that's on the conservative end of things. And I want to say that again because I think it bears repeating. For any resource that you can plug and play for 5 to 40 minutes in your classroom, like a Disney ride, you get on the ride, it whips you around, wow, that was fun, 5 to 40 minutes, and you're good, right? Quick, get in the line, get on the ride, and you're done. For us, we have designed and engineered that ride for hours and hours and hours of beta testing, of troubleshooting, of phone calls back and forth, of Skypes and Zooms, of email sharing during the pandemic. The most recent one we just posted up was a comic creator where you can make interactive comics. We sort of hacked Google Slides, and now you can use Google Slides to click and drag these really cool sliders to make a frame of any size or shape in your slide deck to create what looks like a living comic book. And we have the full template available for all of our site members. Michael and I took a phone call to set this up on a Friday. We kicked around the basics of the idea. I want to say that call took about three hours. It was on Valentine's Day. I was waiting at my school for a delivery. Spoiler, I'm in another relationship right now, and that is a wonderful relationship, too. It has nothing to do with Michael. But that was Friday's conversation, getting ready for Valentine's Day weekend. That weekend, Michael worked on the comic creator for 8 hours by himself the following day. That Sunday, which was Valentine's Day proper, we took another call, and it was a 7-hour phone call, I think 7 hours and 16 minutes, where we just talked about the comic creator. So you got 14 man hours in on a single day, plus the 8 hours that came before that, plus the 3-hour phone call that we each put in before that. I mean, very quickly you're looking at, like, that's a 27-hour build, which then we took and piloted in our own classrooms, so that you, as a teacher, don't have to do 27 hours worth of lesson prep for a single activity. This is like riding the Matterhorn or Space Mountain. You plug and play, and that's ready to go for you. In 5 to 40 minutes, you can master the pedagogy and have full access to this fully editable, fully illustrated, change it in any way you want to, template for all of your students. So, we're talking about the resource rumbles. Like I said, brand new pedagogies in there. We have the SOS, the Save Our Students, inspired by new games that kids are interested in, like Among Us, where there's these imposters and we try to suss out who the bad guys are. Whether you're doing traditional activities in the classroom with a new school twist, like a Socratic seminar or a bracket-style tournament. Whether you're doing things like the things we've seen before on the original Adrenaline Rush site, like the QR break-in. But now you have 30 different versions or ways to use the QR break-in with all sorts of themes. Monsters and medieval and pirates. When you talk about brand new lines fully gamified with items and badges and boss battles and collectibles and side quests and ideas for projects for each of these 9 lines that we've themed out. Or whether you're tuning in for, like, if it was Disney World, some people don't want to go for the rides. They want to go for the characters and the parades. They want to see the attractions and the fireworks. You got it. Your year-long membership. It's site access for 365, 24/7. Like binge-worthy Netflix, you can also dial in for members-only conversations and chats. There's discussion forums, there's resource sharing, there's template drafting days. Michael and I are hosting at no charge for our site members the ability to dial in and talk with us in a live stream closed community. And because we're in a closed community, we can do quality control. So I go back to this idea about, you know, I think we should share 200% of our content for free before we ever think to charge a rate for anything. And in truth, I think the rate that we're charging is way more than fair when you consider the fact that, like the Disneyland park, we see that this site is always a work in progress and it will never, ever be finished until the day that Michael and I retire. This is our retirement plan. We are going to work on this thing while we remain working classroom teachers, doing quality control and always, as Disney would say, plussing it, taking our rides and our attractions to the next level. So it's not just remixes on an old classic that you may have seen before, but rather brand new experiences that you would have never otherwise had access to, specifically because we've committed ourselves to putting in the time in to develop the research and figuring out what works in our own classrooms, in actual deep dive of data, so that we can give teachers quality resources that are safe, that are accessible, that are not ableist or sexist or racist. We're simply committing to a better way to play. I'm so tired of seeing things on the internet about people who are doing game-inspired course design or game-based learning where they do some awful, heinous simulation and end up making light of real-life trauma. And I know there's conversations that go back and forth about, you know, where those lines are. So we are listening to those conversations. We're listening to those communities. We're leaning in on where that research is. And I'm talking about, like, I read a 30-page white paper about Holocaust studies and the use of game-inspired course design in a college-level research. It's like, this is hours and weeks of my life trying to figure out the science behind, like, where this is. I could write literally a PhD-level dissertation about the amount of work I've done in the past year on game-inspired course design, what we know about things like that. And it's not just stuff that strikes you as obvious. Like, well, don't do that. Of course you don't do that. But, like, the what and whys behind individual things, what to and not to do, is really nuanced and really advanced. And that's the type of thing that we can quality control on our site. Unlike certain websites where, hypothetically, teachers might pay teachers, where anybody can post up anything and call it theirs, or anybody can post up anything and call it good, and there's no quality control and no vetting. When you're a member of the EMC2 community, when you're what we call an engagement engineer, you have full access and you can search with confidence for any resource, knowing it's past, like I said, R5 to 40 quality control, the research design elements, and the look for, so you know what you're getting is something that would be safe to use for any student in your classroom. Likewise, we believe that artists should be compensated for their work, and they should be paid a fair wage for their individual intellectual copyright. So everything that you see on there is either stuff that we drew or we built ourselves from free sites that we've worked together for royalty-free commercial use images, or we straight up paid people. We paid people to design logos, to design elements for our site, to design the site itself, some of the membership features and the functionality. People need to get paid for the work that they're doing. You shouldn't just take a worksheet, throw a sticker on the top of it, and call it yours and put it up on the internet. And so everything you'll see there is beautifully illustrated. If you've ever seen the work that I've done, and I share those templates on Twitter pretty regularly, you know that quality assurance is something that I set myself to a really high standard to. Michael is so fastidious in his detail-mindedness, and to watch the two of us work together, I feel like I use this Disney analogy again and again, but it's like Walton Roy. Somebody is sitting there saying, let's create a new thing, and someone's saying, let's make sure it works. And that holds us to a really high quality control standard. I can't wait to share it with you. So I say all that to say, that's why it costs a few bucks. And I apologize if that price point is prohibitive. Our goal is to work with schools for scalable solutions so that they would be able to bring Michael and or I in to do a kickoff, keynote, presentation, on-site training. Certainly we're happy to do those things. But we also offer virtual trainings and follow-up events. But there is an opening discount that we're offering to our teachers who are willing to support us from the beginning at the ground level. And that for you as end user teacher, even if your school never decides to take a look at this ever again, you have access to lock in your subscription rate for life. So even as we add new things and more things, you have that golden ticket and you can come into the park any day you'd like for the duration of your membership. 365 days worth of access, 24/7 binge-worthy access, and you lock in the rate. So even as we add more stuff, and inevitably the site gets stronger and bigger as we go, you will lock in at the rate that is yours today, and that rate will never, ever go up. So as the site adds more and more features, it's inevitably becoming more valuable. Like I said, at launch we have over 200 resources. By the opening of our free teacher model, which will happen this summer, I hope in August we're hoping to allow our free members in, we'll have over 300. We are on the hustle patrol here, and like in an average year when we're not in launch, even if we add a single resource a week, you're looking at 50 more resources on that site in a given 365-day stretch. Again, like the Disney parks, there's always something new to catch your curiosity, your wonder, your excitement. And the truth is, there are only 180 days in the school year. If one of these resources you get to use for 3 or 4 or 5 days, we've done the lesson planning for you, and we've walked you through how to use it to create engaging, inspiring lessons to take what Michael does with imagination, curiosity, wonder, and joy, and the things that I do about engagement, excitement, passion, and like just this over-the-moon adrenaline, taking these two things and fusing them together. I'm so pumped to welcome you to the site. We would love if you became an engagement engineer. We do understand that solution is not for everybody. So if you head to the website, right now we're running two promotions. One, It's half off the rack rate for people who want to adopt early. It's sort of a pardon our dust. There is a little bit of stuff still yet to be sorted out for the site. We appreciate your patience, and we would love you to join in the community so you can let us know what's working and what needs help yet on the site. So that one is our engagement engineer tier, and all those details are there. The coupon or the code, the promo discount is right there on the site. And then the other thing is if you wanted to do just the free model, we have what we call our Tinker Teachers. You'd be interested, but you're not really interested right now. Maybe it's not in the budget. I understand that. The Tinker Teachers will launch this summer. If you wanted to become a Tinker Teacher, you can sign up for the waitlist, and the waitlist would get you access to a whole bunch of emails from us already to get you excited to kind of fire up that grill. We'll even send a few complimentary, like on a rotating basis, spotlight resources curated from our larger collection so you can get a taste of it and get a feel for, wow, this is going to change the game. And I truly believe that at the end of this, Michael and I are not just setting out to change the game. We're setting out to change the world. And with your help, I think there's an incredible possibility to do that. God bless you. Stay safe. Please let me know. I am so excited. I am sorry I haven't said a word about this, except for to be really vague, because, again, there's just so much to do, and I wanted to make sure all those T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Be well. I know this is a really long podcast, but I've been waiting for, like, 12 months. So I hope you can forgive me for going about 12 minutes longer than usual. In the meantime, stay vaccinated, stay home, wear a mask, and I'll see you back here next week. Spoiler, I'm probably going to be talking about EMC squared for like a really long time. Hit me up on Twitter, @MeHandyToYou. Thanks again.